All right, for my viewers out there, this is the beginning. Something special is happening. I am making a podcast. This will probably be maybe the first episode that comes out. So those for those of you that don't know me, my name's Chisholm. And today, I actually got one of my niggas with me, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? World fame. I got Before Earth Ends, man. Y'all may know this nigga from Twitter. He be starring shit on there, you feel me? Fire starter, shit talker, spiritual nigga. I got my nigga with me. We about to talk about some cool shit. We gonna start talking about just shit that's going on right now in the world. So, you know, like all the social injustice shit. And, you know, you guys see the shit happen with George Floyd and I think Rayshon Brooks, I think that's his name. So just all the killings and shit. So we'll talk about a little bit about that. And then we have some other topics we're gonna bring to you guys. And so you feel me, when this shit pops out, y'all, you feel me, hit us in the comments. This ain't gonna be no comment section, but y'all just hit us in the DMs, man. Let us know what you think. Any questions you guys have, anything you guys want to hear us talk about in the future, and we'll be sure to get at it. But yeah, I'm gonna let my nigga introduce himself.
Yeah. One time, you know what I'm saying? Young Before Earth Ends. You know, for the sake of the pod, though, you know, Big Bro Don, you know what I'm saying?
Big Bro. Big Bro
Don, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't to flex on nobody, you know what I'm saying? When I say Big Bro, it just mean, you know, I'm here to make the mistakes before you, you know what I mean? I'm going to let you know what the fuck going on, you know what I'm saying? Ain't enough young OGs out here, but we going to get to that, too.
All right, so we was already talking before we started this, and I asked him about just how he felt about the momentum of this shift that seems to be happening in the world, because this shit right now is getting a lot more attention than, like, I feel like, it's, like, since the Civil Rights Movement, I don't think has been as much focus on the topic of, like, you know, I guess Black Lives Matter is what they're calling it. There hasn't been that much focus on it. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, just the world just being shut down, like coronavirus just happened. So niggas ain't got shit to do but talk about what's happening. You feel me? So it's like, we're in this weird place where it's like we might be able to really invoke change, systematic change. I don't believe it'll be like a complete like overhaul overnight, but it's a starting place. So like it's just interesting to see where this is gonna go. People are still out protesting and all over the country, even like other places outside of the country, still going on, which is amazing to see, because, you know, normally it would have died down by now, and it hasn't. So we were talking about how we feel about the momentum, and I think something we both agreed on is that we just think that we need something. We need to figure out what the next step is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, protest is cool. Protests are cool. It's bringing the attention to it for sure. But what is the next step in this? You know, Tom, what you got to say about this, man?
Yeah, definitely. You feel me? It's very much so still alive. You feel me? It's very much so still lit out here. You know, everybody marching and shit. And just about definitely moving the movement forward. You know what I'm saying? And that comes with everybody playing their role. You know what I'm saying? And your role might not be in the protests, you feel me? But by no means should you be criticizing protesters, you feel me? Your role might not be being online, bringing awareness to these issues, but by no means should you judge the people bringing awareness to it. You know, it really comes to just us playing our own roles and kind of having tunnel vision in a sense, you know what I mean? Because, like we said, like this is probably the most momentum probably it's been, you know what I mean? And maybe we're biased because we here, you feel me? But with all of this momentum, it's good to keep the focus, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that I think, you know, with all these podcasts and everybody speaking up, I think that's something that we're trying to maintain. It's just focus because, you know, on each level, we all got something to do.
Facts. So, yeah, we just, like, that's a big thing. Like, right now I'm at the stage where it's like, okay, like, I popped out for a protest, and that was cool. It was a cool experience. You know, I never, you know, like, everybody, you know, like, you see everybody on Twitter talking about, oh, now's your chance to, you say you was going to do this in the Civil Rights Movement, now's your chance to do it, you feel me? So, like, it was cool popping out and seeing it, but now it's like, I'm at the point where it's like, all right, I want to do more. And I think that me doing more is going to be, like, maybe small shit that doesn't seem like it's actually, like, fucking helping the movement, bro. Like, you know how, like, I don't think people consider me choosing to go to fucking Carmen's on A Street, you feel me, and you feel me, eat there as like helping what's going on. even though, like, that it's a black business, a black-owned business or Hispanic, you feel me? I think it's a mixed family or whatever. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, like, that's the type of shit that I'm into doing now. So that's, like, me in my own way, you feel me, helping the cause. So, like, that's the type of shit I'm on right now. And yeah, it's just cool putting my energy towards the fight in that way. But, like, yeah, like he was, like Don was saying, like, a lot of people are still online and, like, really just... I think a lot of people are just too focused on attacking others for the way they choose to engage in this fight. And which is cool. Like, it's okay to feel that way. But if you let that become like you and, you know, your attention is shifted towards those people, like, you lose sight of what the fuck your role is. Like this nigga was saying, like, your main role, bro. Like, and we didn't talk about all of this shit before, so like this shit is like regurgitated information for us because we were literally just talking about all this shit. But you know what I'm saying, we putting it out here for y'all just so y'all can hear our ideas. Y'all don't have to agree with them.
Off top, yeah. I'll say just piggybacking off of that, it's day to day, you feel me? So when it comes to supporting your community, whether that's a black community, whether that's a Hispanic community, just your local community, going to that restaurant, you know what I mean? Going to that liquor store, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Going to that that wherever, that crystal shop, whatever, you know, those self-owned businesses, you know what I mean? Because we have to fluctuate this money back in our community for real, in a real way right now. You know, we still in a pandemic. It's not that we were still, just in bro. It. We're still in a pandemic. So those day-to-day efforts definitely do count. And just as far as niggas online, you know what I mean? Like, as an online nigga, I'll go ahead and take that title because, you know, I'll be on Twitter with it for real. I'll definitely say, like, don't feed into the divide, bro. Don't feed into the divide. Check yourself, bro. Check yourself. That was really important for me in the beginning of all of this. I had to check myself because even though when it all popped off, you feel me? You know what I mean? Like, we like to think that we smarter than we are sometimes, and I'm a victim of that, you feel me? I had ideas. I'm like, yo, this is what niggas need to be doing, this is what XYZ, but I had to check myself because the thing is, it's like, nigga, I'm a rapper, I'm an artist, I'm not that, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna let that hold me back from speaking up, but I have to look towards the people that been putting in that day-to-day effort way before this shit even happened.
Facts.
And see who aligns with those same ideas that I have and empower them, fund them, you know what I mean? Show up for them. Because at the end of the day, when this shit is all over and it's not trendy no more, those are going to be the motherfuckers to keep this shit going.
Real shit, bro. Real shit. Hey, shit. Well, we were talking about just like some of the changes we do see happening already, such as like the policing reform, like, that defund the police movement that's been going on. I think like Minneapolis, they like pulled out. I think they're like okay. So right now they before the first step was they pulled out. Like I think some schools took away funds, so they weren't gonna have police come for like concerts and events that they have. And then now the city council, like I guess their members have voted to like fully disband the police, and they're working on some community safety project like. That would like self-run itself with just the citizens working.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy as fuck, bro. And I, you know what I'm saying? I already told this nigga, like, you feel me? I'm all for defunding the police, you feel me? Because, you know, it's teachers, nigga, really buying their own pencils and crayons and shit. And the police getting, like, in New York, I think the police get, like, $1 billion, bro, or some shit like that, bro. Like, you feel me? So I'm all with the defund the police, but, like, who you gonna call when, you feel me, a nigga run up in your house, bro, you feel me, and he got a gun and shit, and you just gonna call the citizens, the neighborhood watch, you feel me? Like, they gotta explain that a little bit more for me. But I'm into that, like, and then this nigga was telling me, you tell him about the
San one Francisco,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I ain't no mad political nigga, so, you know what I mean, always fact check, especially if I get to talking, you might want to fact check, you feel me, I'm just gonna put that out there. But I had read a little article about San Francisco police, you know, talking about they not just gonna send out niggas with guns no more, you know, just the NEO response, and just as well as, you know, they gotta get rid of all their military gear and shit by 2021, and that's just a couple points, but, you know, as we raise awareness on all the wrong, Just for our imaginative state, if that's even a word, imaginative.
I don't think that's a word, but it's gotta be a word.
But just for that state of mind, it's good to also see the good that's happening in the midst of all this. It's very sprinkled. It's very few. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's really good for our own mind. So, you know, we do see these steps and shit. Do we know how it's going to work? No. But we've seen how the other shit doesn't work. So, you know, we just got to be open-minded. And, you know, it's going to be some time. It might not be our lifetime, dog. But we gotta stick with it for real.
Yeah, bro, for sure. Like, yeah, like, bro, because there is some good coming out of this. Like, I think over the weekend, I don't want to say his name wrong. I'm about to search his name up for sure, because I don't want to say his name wrong. Like, this is all off the spot right now. Black man killed in the Wendy's parking lot. Those police officers, in my opinion, used excessive force. Because I don't believe that every crime necessarily justifies somebody being killed. The man fell asleep in the Wendy's parking lot, right? He fell asleep in the Wendy's parking lot. If you guys go and look up the video, you guys have to look up the video for yourself. He had a full conversation with the police officer. He was patted down. They knew he didn't have no weapons. He was explaining. He was speaking properly with them, you know, all of that shit. But yeah, you know, bro, niggas gonna do what niggas do, bro. You're not trying to be arrested, you feel me? Like,
niggas is scared.
Bro,
right
you
now.
Scared, niggas bro. Is niggas scared. Is scared. Like the police say they scared. Just imagine a black man, you feel me? And I'm not for, like, you feel me, giving into the fear of this little black man shit, but you feel me? Right. Niggas be scared, though. You feel me? Some niggas be scared, bro. So, like, he tried to get away. He took the nigga taser. A taser is not gonna kill nobody, bro. Like, you feel me? And he was literally running away from somebody. So I feel like the use of force, like, the officer decided to shoot that nigga 3 times, bro. The worst that could happen, you already identified this man, bro. Like, you feel me? You already identified him. His car's in the parking lot. If he gets away, bro, you can literally get a warrant for the nigga arrest and go get the nigga. Like, you don't gotta fucking kill the nigga right then and there, bro. You feel me? Like, let the nigga run away then. It's not every crime, I feel like, deserves force like that. So that's why when Don mentioned the little SF, how they're like, they're not gonna have people pulling up with guns for every single stop or every single incident or, you feel me, dispute, that shit I think is like a big step, and a lot of other cities need to look into implementing something like that. For real. I mean, because can avoid a lot of situations like this, man.
Man, niggas need to hit the weight room.
Oh, God,
niggas need to hit that treadmill. The thing is, we too fast for them. You know what I'm saying? But, like, off the jokes and shit, bro is clearly intoxicated, my nigga, and he is scared. Dog, we're hearing about niggas dying every single day, and we're seeing it. And we're seeing no justice, my nigga. You think we're about to let you arrest us? Bro, you are kidnapping our women. You're raping them. You're sex trafficking them. Bro. You're killing us. Niggas coming up missing every day.
Two people were just found hanging, bro. Yeah. Two black people found hanging, bro.
In Cali, SoCal.
And yeah, you know, it might be suicide, but you feel me? It's just like the timing, nigga. Like, I don't know, bro.
Nah,
I feel like niggas is trying to implement they will, bro.
Niggas trying to
send a message for sure, bro.
It ain't reaching me, nigga, and I'm well connected, nigga.
Like the Wi-Fi, hey, nigga.
Like the Wi-Fi, nigga. Bro. And I ain't getting it. I ain't getting the message. Straight up, bro.
Straight up. But yeah, bro. Y'all police departments out there, y'all go lobby y'all mayors and shit to figure out a way to really reform the police. Y'all niggas got that fucking 2-week training, nigga. My barber had to go to school longer than y'all niggas had to, you feel me? Like,
oh God.
Which is crazy, bro. You feel me? So y'all niggas need to really work that system out, figure out what tweaks can be made. And it's really like, I feel like this shit is really a lot simpler than niggas is making it out to be, bro. Like, I just, the police, bro, is literally, like, so politically, like, empowered that it makes it hard to, like, you feel me, like, do anything against them, bro. And their unions are strong as fuck, bro.
Yeah, KKK without the hoods, bro.
Without the hoods, bro.
I'm gonna keep it a stack. Through doing my own research, it's just like, yo, like, these niggas is the KKK without the hoods, bro. These niggas is here to implement slavery.
And they got them police unions, bro.
Bro. Bruh.
Them niggas keep them niggas out of jail no matter what.
Bruh, off tops. It's all a system. It's all a system at play, and it's being exposed in real time, and that's what makes this time so powerful, for real. That's what really makes this movement really special in a way, because it's bringing a lot of shit to the forefront that I feel like we've just heard about and we've seen as far as they would let us see. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nigga, I'm not with the black and white photo shit. Like, this shit is very real time. This shit is very modern. This shit ain't.
Yeah, yeah.
This shit ain't as old as they want to make it seem. You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
This shit's still happening. They trying to make this shit like it's prehistoric, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Nigga, that was what, 60 years ago? They was assassinating niggas.
Just...
I mean, come on now. Let's really speak on it. You know what I'm saying? And I think another thing I want to mention about the SF shit, just as far as the training, it's 2 weeks. I think they did extend the training, and I think they will do more background work.
Yep.
But like I said, just look it up for yourself. I seen the article on LA Times type shit. Just read the article yourself. Like I said, like, always check the sources of shit. Like,
for real. I'm coming. We don't know everything.
Yeah, you feel me? I'm still a young nigga at the end of the day, dog. I've learned more in these last 2 weeks than I probably learned through grade school, my nigga.
Man.
Just trying to protect myself and the motherfuckers around me type shit. But right. Yeah, bro.
Hey, and y'all niggas, don't be surprised that bro got out, bro. Y'all knew they was going to make a GoFundMe and get that nigga out, bro. You feel me?
I don't be trusting GoFundMes, bro.
Y'all don't know where that money going either.
Hey, that's I'm going to come clean. I don't trust every GoFundMe, bro.
Niggas be setting that shit up, just waiting for the money to pile up.
I mean, I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, I love niggas, but I know how niggas give it up, man. That's all I'm going to say. I know how niggas give it up, man. So y'all, like niggas have been saying, do your research, you know? Do your research on top of your research. Don't rely on nobody to give y'all no information, for real.
Yeah. hey, and niggas start, hey, everybody, bro, just be, it's cool to, like, look up to people and, like, you know, respect people's opinions and shit, but thinking for yourself is a real thing, bro.
Yes,
like,
sir.
It's a real thing, like, and I've been, you know what, I've been, like, even on, like, I've been on Instagram, bro, and, like, this whole NBA shit that's happening, like, it's some niggas on the side of, like, I don't know if you guys know, Kyrie is speaking out saying that Kyrie and a couple other players, they had, like, a conference call, and, like, Dwight Howard says that he doesn't think people should be playing. It's going to distract from the cause that's going on. And then some players are, I think, like, I don't think LeBron, it was a statement from LeBron, but I think somebody quoted him saying that, you feel me, he feels like he can still inspire change regardless. And other people are, like, speaking out, like, you feel me, back and forth. So, you know, I've just been seeing the conversation, you feel me, and I can listen and, like, hear from both sides without letting it, you know, determine my own opinion, bro. Like, I respect what these people are saying, but, like, just because I like LeBron doesn't mean I'm gonna fucking agree with the nigga. You feel me? Like, so that, just make sure y'all out there, y'all really thinking for yourselves, bro. Like, I'm about to get into that Trump shit, but I'm scared to do that.
Just a piggyback though off of what my nigga just said, and we laughing and shit, bro. But
it's serious.
But we have to laugh. Like, don't feel bad if you gotta laugh, bro. Like, this is really my brother right here. You know what I'm saying? So we got a different kind of bond. So if you hear us laughing and shit, it ain't necessarily because shit is funny, bro. But this is just our vibe. You feel
Facts.
Me? But just to piggyback off my nigga real quick, respect. Respect the other side, my nigga. Hear everybody out. Like my nigga said, like, you don't gotta take everything, my nigga. Like, you know, sometimes old girl wanna make me a plate. I don't eat the yams. I don't like the yams. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take the plate though. I'm gonna take the plate because there's probably something else on that plate that I like. All I'm saying is, y'all don't gotta take the yams if you don't like the yams. That's all I'm
That's
saying.
That's all my nigga said,
That's
man.
All I'm saying.
We gonna leave it like that, man. Y'all understand food at least, bro.
At least, nigga. That's a whole nother subject.
That's the simplified version. But yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just be open and hearing people's opinions, bro. You feel me? Don't be quick to disagree. Don't be quick to agree. Now we gonna hit you with a little bit of shit. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Don, he hit me. We was having a phone conversation before we decided to do this podcast, and this was like one of the main subjects we wanted to touch on. You feel me? I'm gonna just preface it for you, but my nigga, you know what I'm saying? He got some shit to let off. I got some shit to let off too, though.
Off top.
But we're gonna talk a little bit more about women and like just us as men as their counterparts, and you feel me, just like the roles we both play and how we, you know, bounce off each other in life and growth and shit. And you feel me, you know, niggas fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? Women fuck up. But, you know, we're just trying to give just a little bit of insight into, like, our perspective on shit. Like, and my nigga,
sure. And, like my nigga said, like, I mean, this is what podding is about. This is what art is about. It's about providing perspective. You feel me? And I want to preference this. I got to. You know what I'm saying? It might be selfish of me to do this, and I'm totally open to that. But this ain't Oprah, my nigga. Like, you feel me? This, I ain't coming on here to speak my mind to revive or remorse, reinvent, rebrand, all that weird shit. You feel me? I'm strictly here just to speak what's on my soul to speak. You know what I mean? My message. And if I ever hurt any of y'all, you know what I mean, y'all chicks out there, you know, all the women or whatever, feel how you feel even after this conversation. You know what I'm saying? That's your right. Mm-hmm. You have the freedom to be like that. You have the freedom to feel however you want to feel. And by me speaking my mind, it isn't to take away from that. And yeah, you know, and as far as you niggas, y'all could take it how you want. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really getting to a point to where we got to speak up.
You might hurt a couple niggas' feelings, bro.
Hey, you know, but hey, it is what it is. You know, that's where we at with it. I think it's about time niggas' feelings got hurt.
Yeah, for all you niggas' that feelings, if y'all hear this and y'all feelings get hurt, man, just know y'all niggas got some. Look deeper, bro. Accountability is a real thing. Self-accountability, man. And, like, y'all niggas just got to look into self a little bit more.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just the way that I want to start this conversation is just by this phrase. And, you know, I let my nigga take it from there, and we just bounce off of each other, whatever. But basically, the statement is, as men, we can no longer use women's pain as our stepping stone.
Word up.
And, you know, I'm going to get on my Dr. Umar real quick. I'm going to say it one more time. As men, we can't use women's pain as our stepping stone. And just to elaborate on that. You know what I mean? As far as what that means is just as far as, like, I know for me personally, and I'm speaking purely personally, a lot of my growth has came from fucking up. You know what I'm saying? And those fuck-ups probably left people involved, women involved, in lesser states. You know what I'm saying? And even though I come to these conclusions and these realizations, these spiritual awakenings, you know, however you want to call it, it doesn't take away from the opposite that it probably does to my counterpart, which is the black woman, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever woman is involved or whoever's involved, you know, just as far as partnership. So when I say we can't use that as our stepping stone no more, it's time to be accountable. It's time to speak up. It's time to...
Hey, man, protect black women, man, at all costs, man.
Hey,
but yeah, like, for real, like, and I was telling him, like, for sure, I've been a victim of that, like, you know, past relationships, not even, like, even if it's not a relationship, you know, just entertaining shit, you feel me?
Around, yeah.
Like, niggas really abuse, like, the power that you know, like, in certain instances when you're dealing with women, you know when you have, like, you feel me? I don't like to say this because it's gonna come off weird, but you know when you have, like, power over them, you feel me? Like,
facts.
Like, you as a man, you are fully aware when, you know, when you can get away with certain things, mm-hmm. when, you feel me? Just, like, you know that. So, like, I've been a victim of, like, abusing that power at times. And that shit, like he was saying, that shit leaves people in, like, lessened states. And then they have to deal with that on their own. Like, you come around, you fucking with them, and then, like, you choose to, you feel me, assert your power and abuse your power. And then you end up, like, you're not even interested in them in that way. You leave. And then now they have to grow out of, they have to dig their way out of that fucking hole that you just put them in. You move on to the next situation. And, yeah, you might have learned from that situation where you abused your power. You might have learned and did a little better in the next situation. But that person is, you feel me, is now in a way less in state. So I think just accountability, you know, just, like, in the moment, like, be present and know, like, okay, bro, Like, you know this is wrong. Like, Chisholm, you know this is wrong, like, what you're doing. Like, if you're not going to, like, for example, like, if you know you're not fully invested in a woman, bro, and you're, like, you feel me, you like, just, we'll use, like, monogamy and shit like that for an example. Like, if you know that you're, you feel me, you can cheat on her and you can get away with it type shit, and you're doing that over and over again, like, it gets to a certain point where you have to start thinking of the other person, like, as a real, like, human being, like,
person.
for real, like, just imagine if that were you, like, and it's fine, to most people, it's fine, because at the time, it's like, okay, like, yeah, she'll get over it, you feel mm-hmm. me, and you're not thinking of nothing more than, like, you feel me, your desires, bro, and your masculinity, bro, you're, like, you're fucking, man, you feel me, but no, it's just, like, tops. It's just way more to it. So I think people just need to be more present in those moments when they know they have that power, bruh. Like, choose how you use it. If you're not going to fully engage in a situation, or you know you want some bullshit, bro, like, you feel me? Just let it go. Like, let it go, because you're saving her. You feel me? Like, and that's where I'm at now, bruh. I'm not on that shit no more. Like, I'm long removed from that, bruh.
Off tops. And, like, nigga, like, women are our safe haven. You know what I'm saying? We are birthed from women. So, again, just speaking personally, you know what I'm saying? I ain't perfect, my nigga. Like, if I was perfect, my nigga, I probably wouldn't be here, nigga. Like, off tops. We not gonna come here and just live the perfect lives, have the perfect relationships, perfect situations, you know? But it all brings understanding. And it ain't enough to know better. You gotta do better, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, we truly do ourselves an injustice when situations arise and we learn from them, but we don't put those same things we learn into practice, you know, on some real shit. I mean, like, let's just keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? And as far as what my boy talking about with the power, that's straight up. You know what I'm saying? As men, you cannot deny the space that you hold. Mm-hmm. When you walk into a room, you assert a certain amount of space, especially in a room full of women. Like, dog, like, y'all gotta understand, like, the way we scared of the police, nigga, they scared of us, bro. Shit. Like, on some real shit.
That's bro. Why every time you meet a new girl, like, I have my barriers up, you feel me? Because I've been hurt, you know what I'm saying? That's what, like, that's what the message niggas get, man, when they first start interacting with a new girl. And they ain't bullshitting, bro. They see through shit, bro. Like, you feel me? They see through that shit, bro.
It's facts.
For sure.
And, like, my nigga, like, so it's just like, like I said, I can't know, and just as for solution basis, because I don't want to talk in circles, you feel me? And, like, that's something that I ain't going to say I see a lot of, but as far as this platform, you know, respect to it, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk on some solutions. And one of the biggest solutions I got is, bro, it's time for some young OGs to step up, you know what I'm saying? As far as me, I've been through enough personal shit with these women, with life, you feel me, to where I feel like I gotta speak up now. You feel me? It's not enough. It doesn't make any sense that someone that's at my age or at their age, at the same age where I made a certain mistake, they making the same mistakes. That don't make no sense. If you're around me, I should be putting you on game. You know what I'm saying? We should be having these type of conversations with each other. You know what I'm saying? Same way me and Chiz having this conversation right now. Like, we got to be young OGs about it. We can't sit up and act like we perfect. Mm. We can't sit up and hold our nose up because we done got spiritually woke or whatever the fuck y'all want to call it, man. At the end of the day, we not breaking these barriers for nothing. So it's like, when you break a barrier, my nigga, I ain't saying you gotta bring the whole tribe with you, because some niggas not gonna want to go. Some niggas not gonna want to hear what we saying right now. But when it comes to them young niggas, you gotta sow them seeds, bruh. You gotta sow them seeds, bruh. And right now, we sowing the seed, bruh. And we telling you straight up, the mistakes, the things that you're doing to shorty, it's fucking shorty up, my nigga.
Mentally, bro, for sure.
Mentally, emotionally, shit, physically, dog. I mean, I've been in relationships with people that was, like, self-inflicting, you know what I'm saying? And that shit ain't cool, bro. That shit ain't cool. That's nothing that you want to see, bro. And I ain't really finna get no personal than that, but that's really some shit that you don't want to see. But in those moments, I realize it's deeper. It's way deeper, you know? And I think that brings even a deeper subject to me as far as what this situation brings to the forefront, and it's our personal pain, you know what I'm saying? And I think this is a great opportunity to heal, you know what I'm saying? And I don't, as far as my niggas, because I can't speak for the women. I mean, I can speak for them, but I can't speak necessarily, you know what I mean?
As them, like,
yeah, I can't speak as them, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I will say to my niggas in particular, it's time to heal, bro. All that shit you've been carrying with you from your childhood, you know, you probably ain't getting enough attention. Shit, you probably ain't getting no chicks. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let that shit go, dog. You might think it's motivation, but it's not, my nigga. That shit is eating you alive.
Yeah,
those be them
superficial excuses, bro. Like, to, like, you feel me, justify their actions and mm-hmm. shit. Like, you feel me? Like, you know, a constant thing. Even, like, right now we're talking about, like, just, like, being accountable with, like, the way you deal with women. But a lot of niggas will be quick to say, like, nah, you know, feel me? I got played. A girl did me shady, so mm-hmm. you feel me? This why I'm gonna do this. But that's not a just... That ain't shit, bro. Like, that's just... That's right. Just, you feel me? That's just two negatives, bro. Like, you just putting more salt, more adding more flame to the fire. Like, you're not, just because someone does something to you doesn't mean you put that same energy out, bro. Like, mm-hmm. you feel me? And half the time niggas say that shit, it be bullshit, bro. Y'all niggas, ain't nobody do nothing to you, bro. You just abusing your power, bro, and finding a way to justify it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So, like, my nigga was saying, bro, solutions, bro. Niggas that got their head out the water, bro. If you standing around a nigga who's still 6 feet under the water, bro, get this nigga a life jacket, bro. Hand this nigga a life jacket, bro, or something, bro. Pick this nigga up. Elevate your niggas, man. Tell your niggas they doing wrong, bro, if you know they doing wrong. Like, y'all be close enough to niggas. Y'all, like, we niggas, bro. We know, like, we got partners that, you feel me, is doing wrong in their relationships, and we know they talk to us about it, you feel me? And it's cool to, you feel me, laugh about what niggas doing and shit, but at the same time, bro, you can, it's also cool to be like, hey, bro, like, you feel me, you can, you should go about this, like, if you really care about her, and if you know, even if you don't care, like, if you know you don't care about her, then, you feel me, just have a conversation with her and, like, move on from the situation. Y'all, it's cool to tell your partners that, too. You feel me? But it's not cool to know somebody is literally, you guys don't consider it abuse, but like, that shit is literally abuse. It's not cool to know someone is abusing somebody and like mentally, emotionally and shit. And you feel me? Just laugh when they tell you they on fuck shit.
No, that's fucking facts, bro. And you know, we ain't trying to bash on niggas, but it's about that time to bash on niggas, man.
Yeah. And we done bashed on each other, too, bro.
Hey.
Keep it.
Hey, trust me. This nigga Chisholm has been here for the earliest of time. You know what I'm saying? And when I speak to OGs, it's just because I ain't never had one. You feel me? And my partners became my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Chisholm is a nigga that I really grew up around. You know what I'm saying? Like, seen me phase for phase, my nigga. And so when I say I'm not perfect, shit, Chisholm could probably name every situation I wasn't fucking perfect in, my nigga. But it comes to a time where if you're trying to be a man about yours, if you're trying to stand on something solid, you're trying to build something, you're trying to have integrity, nigga, you got to take accountability. And accountability doesn't mean when old girl choose to speak up for herself, you intervene trying to prove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck trying to prove yourself, dog. Fuck that. When she want to speak her mind, let her speak her mind. That's her process in healing, my nigga.
Facts.
That's her process in healing. And who are we to take that away from them? That goes back to the power and taking up space. That's privilege, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And a good place to start for niggas, a great place that started for me was emotional intelligence. Now, I ain't hear this word my entire life, my nigga, yep. Until probably like a year ago. Let's just keep it 100. I heard the word a year ago, my nigga.
I mean, teaching that.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like emotional intelligence is where it's at. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm about to look up the definition of that shit so I can read it to y'all. Yeah. You feel me?
My nigga looking it up, hey. Man. But yeah, like we, like, it's just a lot. Niggas' feelings might be hurt, bro. Niggas' feelings might be hurt. But yeah, like you see somebody speaking out, especially a woman, bro. Let her have that space, bro. Let her have that space. And this shit might be confusing to a couple niggas, but some niggas know what we talk about. They gonna know what we talking about
exactly
when they hear this.
Talking about.
But when you see a woman speaking up, bro, let her have that space. You feel me? It's not your time to insert yourself. Like, even if you feel me, you butthurt about it, let her have that fucking space, nigga.
You being butthurt about it kind of shows where you at with it. You kind of exposing yourself, nigga. you kind of exposing yourself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we just got to be able to check ourselves. Like, we could check each other. Now, that's a fact. We can check each other, but it's time that we check ourselves, too. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I can't sit up here and play perfect. My nigga, I got to check myself every day because, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
You slide back on the fuckery.
Hey, you slide back on the fuckery, but we got to have the wherewithal to, like, hey, yo, nah, bro. You got to think of the future. You got to think about what you're working towards and what you going against by doing certain shit. You feel me? But I got that definition right here.
All
right,
lay it on us, man.
So basically, you know what I mean? Back on my Dr. Umar shit. But emotional intelligence, the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions, and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. So I'm going to say that one more time because, you know, I can hardly read and shit. You know what I mean? But emotional intelligence, it's a noun. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go real Akilah and the B on niggas. The capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions, and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. Now, those are a lot of big words for some of you niggas.
Yeah, judiciously, y'all niggas might have to look that up.
You might have to look that up, you know what I'm saying? But I just use Google. Google free, my nigga. That's another thing. So when we say research on research, my nigga, Google free, bro. But that's what emotional intelligence means. And like I said, that word was probably introduced to me probably like a year and a half ago. I'm 24 now. You know, most of the mistakes and shit that I speak on was really in my my late teens to my early 20s. You feel me? And I'm still in my early 20s, so that don't really make a difference. But like I said, when this word was introduced to me, it brought me another type of awareness. You feel me? Like, because usually, nigga, we don't hear emotional and intelligence together. That's not a pairing. That's not a pairing of words that we hear. You know what I'm saying? And intelligence is power, my nigga. You can lift a million weights in the world, nigga. But let somebody outsmart you and you damn near lose your shit. You know what I'm saying?
God.
So get informed out here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to bash on niggas. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be on none of that shit. Like I said, I'm not perfect, nigga. But at the end of the day, I'm willing, nigga. And that's the thing. You ain't got to be perfect out here. You got to be willing. You know what I'm saying? Open a fucking ear, dog. Let these women speak. Let these women get they minds out, you know what I'm saying, for their own spirit. Because at the end of the day, they're birthing the new generation, nigga.
Oh, God. And like we were saying, bro, we spent so much time, like putting them in that lesson state, bro. Let them claw their way out. You see somebody trying to claw their way out, man, don't interrupt that.
Shit, if anything, put a hand out.
Yeah,
put a
real.
Hand out. You see them clawing their way out, put a hand out, bro. Exalt their voices. We can sit up here, tweet, Instagram, story, whatever the fuck, empowering women, all of that. But to empower somebody is to put them in the position of power, dog. It's not to sit there and say that you're doing it. You know what I mean? Don't get caught up in saying what you're doing so much that you forget to do it, my nigga. On some real shit. And I think,
yeah.
I think
nigga, I was sharpening in this motherfucker.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Young Donnie Lama, you know what I'm saying? Young
bro Don.
Young Buddha man. But off of me, though, I think it's also a great time to probably transition into just what's going on in the LGBTIA community, specifically, because on some real shit, bro, it's like we're fighting for justice from the system, right? But even with the women, and I think that's why this is a great way to, you know what I mean, bounce to this subject.
Yeah.
With the women and as far as that community specifically, dog, like, not only do they stand up for us, but it's like, what's the best way to put it? They also have to fight against us, too. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
it's horrible that it's the case, bro.
And it's like, where do they find justice? Because if we're fighting this big justice system, where do we find justice in our interpersonal relationships when the person that we're in a relationship with looks like us or the person that's targeting us looks like us? Where do we find justice in all of that? Like, in a real-ass way. Like, I seen the Ayanna Dior video, and I'm like,
I ain't seen it, but I've heard about it.
Bro, it's like 20 niggas beating on her, you feel me? For what? Because she bumped into a nigga car or whatever. Like, we got to really evaluate the times that we're in, my nigga.
That's just, like, full blatant, like, ignorance, bro. Like, that's just, like, stupidity at its fucking, like,
Women was in the crowd too. Women was in the crowd beating on her too.
What?
Yes. Yes. And it's getting to a point to where it's like, my nigga, like when it comes to shit like that, and we don't trust we don't trust police. We've already established that. We don't trust police. So the only next justice we got is us as men. So when I see certain shit, like, bro, I'm intervening, bro. I'm not taking no videos. All that shit, that's out, bro. That's out, bro. Niggas just gonna have to hate me, bro. Niggas is just gonna have to hate me, bro, because at the end of the day, how we fighting this big-ass system, but we can't even get system for our own, dog. We can't even get system.
It ain't no motherfucking unity, bro. Niggas choose what they want to unite about, bro. But, like, you feel me? Like, regardless of LGBTQ or not, my nigga, regardless, mm-hmm. that's another human being, my nigga.
Right.
And you would think that you would have some type of, at least some type of more empathy for a person that looks like you, nigga. That really looks like you, bro. Like, for real. That's fucking sad that niggas really, you feel me? That's a motherfucking hate crime. Y'all be mad about, Facts. White people killing niggas and shit, but y'all not mad about, you feel me, our own people doing that to somebody, like, that looks exactly like us, bro.
Facts.
Like,
and they get
y'all
quiet.
Niggas get quiet, bro. And niggas don't want to support the niggas don't want to even want to support that shit the same way they support Black Lives Matter. Like I seen the they did the all Black Lives Matter and they had like a color and that was like just to like acknowledge the feel me LGBTQ community. And niggas don't even want to report respect that mural. You feel me? Niggas mm-hmm. I see niggas in the comments saying hella weird shit. You feel me? And it's like, bro, like what? What makes you feel like your fight is more justified than theirs, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, if Black Lives Matter, bro, they black too.
Hey.
Even if they ain't black, bro. Like, you feel me? Like,
they're people.
They're
dog.
People, my
they're
nigga.
People,
I think niggas use like sex, you feel me, ethnicity, and all this shit. It just creates like barriers between like mm-hmm. the real essence of niggas being like we're fucking humans, bro.
Right.
Like for real. Right. Like all that shit is just like division, bro. Like you feel me? And that's why all this you see all this fucking conflict and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas
mm-hmm.
just gotta like really open up their eyes and like think about like, man, I don't know, bro.
Nah, bro, you on point. Niggas need to open their eyes. Niggas need to open their eyes. Niggas claiming they woke but they sleepwalking, my nigga. In the truest sense, my nigga, these are people, bro. And not only that, like, just historically, you know what I mean? These people are soldiers, my nigga. These niggas will stand up for themselves for surely.
Yeah.
But they also stand up for us as black men.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this whole thing. Black women, black LGBTQIA community. You feel me? That's a lot of letters. You feel me? We're going to have to work on that.
Hey, what's the IA? I'm on
the IA? I could put you on later, bro. Right, got it on me right now. But I just got put on to that my damn self. You know what I'm saying? But
see, we still learning, nigga.
Hey, every day. But, like, off top, it's like, that community stands for us. When George Floyd got killed or whatever happened, you know what I'm saying? They stepped up. They stepped up for us, you feel me? And so it's just hella awkward to be fighting this greater fight and there's little battles going on.
In between, like, niggas got, like, for real, bro.
Several battles going on a micro level as we're trying to do this big-ass
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what happens now? You feel me? What happens
Because you know what happens with we got this big army we trying to fight, you feel me? We got our army. Now we gotta send a little troop of us over there to go fight them niggas, bro. You feel me? And that's taken away from the main force, bro. Because if niggas stayed unified, bro, and like fought as one, bro, a lot more would get done.
Yeah, man. And I feel like, and this is the thing. Like, I'm a very spiritual person. I feel weird saying that sometimes because, you know, Twitter ruined the term, but.
Yeah, y'all niggas be on there on some bullshit sometimes. Hey,
you know, I ain't even, that's a whole nother pod, you know what I'm saying? When I get invited back, we can speak on the horny spiritual niggas, but until then, you know what I'm saying? I'm very spiritual, you feel me? So I like to look at things on a real deeper level, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when we take issue with our women, when we take issue with people that are different than us, it kind of shows, kind of just reveals what's going on with us, you know what I'm saying? And I really feel like niggas is insecure, bro.
As fuck.
I feel like niggas is insecure, bro. Like, that's all I can say. Because if you can't respect the person being who they are, then you must not be living in your truth. That's the only conclusion I can come to. You know what I'm saying? That's the only conclusion I can come to the point that you would want to hurt this person. You know what I mean? To the point of XYZ. And I don't give a fuck, bro. Nothing justifies the shit that women in our LGBTQIA community go through. Nothing justifies it, bro. Nothing justifies it, especially from us, bro. Like, where is their safe haven? Where do they go? You know, like I said, we're fighting this bigger system. Breonna Taylor killers still ain't what?
They still out, nigga.
They still out.
They living their life.
So where do our women find justice if they can't find it in us, my nigga? And that's the main reason why I wanted to come on the pod, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Appreciate my nigga Chiz for letting me come through. You know what I'm saying? You already know, man.
More to come.
That's really the reason why, because we gotta start working on ourselves as men. You know what I'm saying? And that might require you cutting off shorty. You know what I mean? That might require you being in the crib, being on Google, looking some shit up, watching some YouTube videos and lectures. And you know what I mean? And maybe spirituality ain't the route for you, but that's the route that I took for my own salvation, for my own awakening, you know what I'm saying? And ironically enough, that all started with women, you know what I mean, that I dealt with. And it's crazy to see it all come full circle like this, you know what I mean, in a real-ass way. And that's why we got to respect and hear them out. Because sometimes they be trying to tell us some real shit, man.
That feminine energy, bro, that shit real, bro.
Bro, they be trying to tell us some real shit, man. But we so accustomed to taking up hella space. We so accustomed to being heard. And being heard ain't being right, bro. You know? Let's be honest. Like, sometimes, like, a chick might be complicit because she's scared, bro. It's not necessarily because she fuck with you like that. Or it ain't because you're that nigga. You're not that nigga, bro. Like, I hate to shatter that idea that you got in your mind. You feel me? But you're not that nigga, bro. Like, check yourself, my nigga. Sometimes she complicit because she just want to go home. You know what I'm saying? She want to be able to just grab her purse and go. You know what I mean? Maybe she's shutting up because
she uncomfortable, bro. Like, she don't know no other way to deal with it.
Man, bro.
But niggas are consumed with their perspective of the situation. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to come clean, too. Like, consider lineage as well, my nigga. Like, because chicks will tell you about their parents, bro. Chicks will tell you about their parents, bro. And I ain't here to put everybody's business out, but when they tell you about their parents, listen, bro. Really listen, bro, and consider what you're representing in their life. Are you contradicting what they're used to in a healthy way? Or are you contributing to the issue that they've been raised with? That's just something to consider. And I want to leave that subject there. You know what I mean? That's just something to consider.
Let me consider that shit.
No, facts, bro. I can't tell you.
Yeah, bro. That's real, bro. But shit, man. You want to keep talking, man? You got anything else to get off your chest, bro?
Man, all I want to say is, man, love each other, man.
Hey, man, love for all who have love for all, man.
Bruh, always, my nigga. For real. Just love. Just love on each other, bro. You know what I mean? Embrace each other, you know? Chick is more than pussy, my nigga. If you got some homegirls, hit them up, check on them. You know what I'm saying? Even if you messing with little shorty, just check on her. Facts. You know what I mean? You might have to pull up on her. You know what I'm saying? And it don't gotta be about getting your shit off. It could just be about her getting her shit off tonight. Maybe she just want to talk tonight. You know what I mean? It's a lot of shit going on. Chicks coming up missing every day before this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So let's be the men that our women can confide in, that our community can confide in as a whole. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it falls on us. You know what I'm saying? And they try to take us from each other already. They already done tried that.
Accountability, man.
Hey, straight up. But that's all I got to say, bro. I appreciate you letting me get on the pod.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
Hey, already, dog. This is really special right here. Like, y'all don't know Chisholm, my nigga. Chisholm.
Yeah, bro.
Chisholm be in the tuck.
I'm in the tuck, dog.
We all in the tuck, you feel me? But it's special because it's a time for everybody to speak out, you feel me? So for my nigga to have this platform, it's really special for me to just witness, you know what I'm saying? My nigga growth, you know what I'm saying? We growing up. We getting older and all this shit. So, You know what I'm saying? We gotta express ourselves, and so support this man. You know what I'm saying? He ain't spilling no bullshit. You know what I mean? Chisholm really been my spiritual advisor. You know what I mean? Little do y'all know. This is a nigga that I confide in. You know what I mean? This is definitely a safe space. Yeah. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, man, coming on, man. Yeah, like I said, man, podcast, man, coming. We're going to start with the audios. We're going to hit the visuals later. But, yeah, appreciate y'all rocking out, whoever listened to the full episode. And just y'all rewind this shit, man. Really try to take into account what niggas are saying, bro. If y'all disagree with something, man, if y'all have questions about something we said, bro, Hero No Cape, man, that's my Instagram and Twitter, man. You can find this nigga at Before Earth Ends, the number 4, not the word 4, Before Earth Ends, man. Twitter, Instagram, man. Y'all just message us with anything y'all want us, any questions y'all have or any other insights y'all have for us, man. Appreciate y'all rocking out with us.
Yay.